Welcome back, everyone, to Black Diamond Networks Presents Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined by our Black Diamond Networks Coach of the Week on Inside ECAC Hockey. Black Diamond Networks, building one relationship at a time. And we've had a long-standing relationship with Coach Dave Smith, a couple of different addresses in New York and a couple of different leagues. Does it seem possible? I guess he could tell us that in a moment. It is year three of the Dave Smith administration in Troy, New York, at the helm of the RPI Engineers, and had a big win on Saturday to bounce back, get a split for the weekend. He has his engineers getting ready for the long and winding college hockey season. Dave, welcome, and it is year three. I guess that's a good place to start. You've you have the feeling now that your staff has begun to put an imprint, an identity, a branding, if you will, on the program and your image there in Troy. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, Bernie. And time flies. Time flies from
sure does.
Our conversations when I was at Canisius to now year three at RPI. But we feel really good about the steps that we've made, and well, I guess more importantly, how our players have taken ownership of the program, and they understand what it means to be a good leader and to be a good follower and to set the table for the guys coming in. And right now and through the early part of the season, they've been terrific. And that's the first and biggest indication to me that, we're on the right path. I've seen it before, but these things sometimes take a little while to firmly take hold, but we definitely have a good grip on it.
You know, it's striking as I prepared to talk to you and looking at the changes, the inevitable changes, obviously, with a team from year to year. You really have heavily invested in, as not surprisingly, freshman, sophomore, junior class. There's just a couple of seniors that are still part of the program. They really have made, as you would expect, the requisite overhaul to have your guys and the guys that you're recruited that you're going to be able to put the responsibility on as you move forward this year.
Yeah, anytime there's a coaching change, it's very difficult for the guys in the program. And a bunch of guys went out, different programs, no longer with us. And that's not easy. That's difficult. But it's also difficult for the guys that have stayed. And it's a change. They were recruited by different people. But the eight seniors that we have, five of them were with the previous staff under Coach Appert, and three of them we brought in as transfers. And all eight of those guys are in our current leadership group. They're really important, but they're all in. They're all in, and not all of them played every game this past weekend, and they won't play every game all year, but those are the guys that have fully invested into their program at RPI, and it feels great to have those guys on board and leading the charge in the locker room.
Yeah, you got to have that. I'm sure you and your staff have the feeling the guys that have hung in there are the guys that have really they've withered the test of everything that's come previously and that are truly invested in RPI hockey and moving forward. That's got to be a good feeling, as you mentioned, with your leadership group here moving forward this year.
Yeah, those guys have been terrific, and the transfers they want nothing more than to create their own personal legacy, but as a group, They've banded together and they want to leave a legacy at RPI, which has such a storied history and tradition. And these guys want to make their mark as the group of seniors that really noticed a turnaround in the standings and in the win-loss column.
Yeah, looking at beginning at, as far as the breakdown with your club, and you had last season two goaltenders, Owen Savory and Lyndon Marshall. They are both back. And as far as their development, how they came in to face the rigors of this season, and how you feel about having that 1-2 punch of guys that you have some familiarity with in net, I mean, all important, obviously.
Yeah, those guys have come in, and they're both the best that I've ever seen them, physically and mentally. They're sharp. They're a great team amongst teams. The team of goaltenders has a great understanding of what we're doing every day and how it translates to who can play on the weekend. And They both played a game this past weekend, both played really, really well. One of them got a win, but that team of goaltenders is it's real refreshing to see them. They're both great guys, and Alec Calvaruso's in that mix as well, although he's ineligible till Christmas or around Christmas. Those guys are important to our team, not just because they stop pucks, but their effort, their drive, their determination, and those guys are leaders as well. So it's we feel very good about the competition in between the pipes there.
And defensively, you really got to start with Will Riley. Became familiar with him last year, and just you know how good he was for you, Pittsburgh Penguins draft, and back as a senior. What about his ability this season, your trust level with him, and working with some guys? You look at the fact that on any given night you had, what, 3-4 freshman defensemen that were in the mix last year and gaining experience sometimes the hard way at that position in college hockey, but I'm sure grateful for the experience as they move forward with a guy like Will that can really be a leader of that group.
Yeah, and Will was selected as our captain, and you know, you mentioned the Pittsburgh draft. Will had an opportunity to sign with Pittsburgh after last season, and I know he didn't rush into it, and he fits the model of exactly, I didn't get the good fortune to recruit Will Riley, but he fits the model of what we look for here at RPI, and that he's an elite hockey player, and he values education. He also values our hockey development, and to hear him tell that story to our teammates about why he came back to RPI, because he felt it could help him get better. He felt it would help him in his pro career. I think that carried a lot of weight. I know amongst the guys, when they talk with me, they really respect Will Riley and his decision to not only develop as an elite hockey player, but to get the degree from RPI. So we couldn't be happier that he's back. We're really happy he's wearing the C. He's an all-situations guy, and I mean, he's a premier defenseman in college hockey, and I'm glad he's wearing the cherry and white at RPI.
Yeah, young group back there, but freshmen to be sophomores, and all part of that learning curve and education. I'm sure you're expecting more from that group.
Yeah, they were thrown in the fire last year and responded really well, and you know we've got a nice mix of guys back there. You know, they're not all the same. You've got a ultra competitive, you know, Brady Ferner, who can really skate and compete, and Jake Johnson is able to do, you know, so many, you know, varied things back there. And you know, Kyle Hallbauer is a dynamic electric skater, and so when you put those three together, they really help round out a decor, and they've all taken the next step. So, you know, between Will Riley, two other seniors, and TJ Samick and Shane Bear, and then you add four freshman defensemen in the mix, again, things are competitive back there. It's a challenge every night, but they're finding their way and enjoying that process.
I know that a guy that I remember talking to last year on the ECAC, inside ECAC hockey, was Chase Seakey, and he's one of your top offensive talents, and he's off to a pretty good start for you there in the opening weekend.
Yeah, really happy for Chase. He, you know, I think I read on Twitter if he played every game in the state of Connecticut, he'd have 60-some goals. The Connecticut native, yep. He, you know, transferring from Providence, he was excited to leave his mark on college hockey, and we're fortunate that he's here with us. He can really shoot the puck. He's got a really positive, competitive demeanor in the locker room, and he's been very important in the transition of our culture, and it's nice to see him, not only for himself, but for our team, watch him snipe hopefully on a real regular basis.
You had a big test on opening night. UMass program was really, I guess if you could say there was one story in college, if you had to narrow it down to one story in college hockey, it might have been UMass and their rise last season, and to Buffalo, Frozen Four to the national championship game, and you know, no moral victories, I don't want to imply that, but you certainly played them toe-to-toe and very tough in the opening night loss there at UMass, and you know, once again, as you bring your club along, one that they can probably draw on as they look back to that challenge.
Yeah, I think everybody's aware of the UMass story, and, you know, it was an opportunity for us to, you know, deliver deliver bad news to them on their opening night, the night they raised their banner. But we got off to a good start in that night, and they hadn't played a game yet. They had a better second period and got a 3-1 lead. But I was proud of our bounce back, and you know, we're down and pulled a goalie to get an empty netter. But a good measuring stick in the early season. Would have liked to have come out on top. We'll get another crack at them at Christmas time in our building. But I was pretty happy with how we executed each area of the game and how we responded to the adversity within the game. We're going to want to find a way to get a W there.
And on to Connecticut. You played down at the old, as I always say, the old Whale, the home of the Whalers there, the XL, which Connecticut has really branded that UConn program, giving them an identity for home ice and crowds coming in to watch them there in downtown Hartford. And handled some adversity in that game, Coach, falling behind 1-0 in the first period, but outstanding second period. And there's Zeke getting you started early in the second. Will Riley late in the second, who we talked about, and you stormed all the way with a power play goal, 5 unanswered, carrying over into the third period. That was a big offensive salvo for you to make a statement.
Yeah, our guys feel good right now about scoring goals, and you know, you had to bury them. And again, like Chase Zeke's first goal was, you know, just a one-timer goal scorer's goal. His second one on the power play really gave the guys a nice boost because he just came down the gut and ripped it in. So scoring 5 is always a good number. I thought we did a lot of good things in a closer than the score would indicate when it was 5-1. Scoring chances were fairly even. While I liked what we were doing, I really liked that we capitalized and were able to take that lead. And, you know, it's a little more comfortable playing with a 4-goal lead than in the typical college hockey game, which is 1 right. goal or tied. So I thought it was a real good step for us. Again, we'd had a quiet second period against UMass and came out with a loud second period against UConn. And, again, it shows me that the guys are dialed in and listening to the messages that are being shared.
Your group of freshmen, and one of them is already singled out for his accomplishments, and that's Ryan Mashey. Just to give us a little bit of insight about him and what the expectations might have been in terms of how fast he might have an impact. He certainly had one on the opening weekend there. Bodes well for him moving forward.
Yeah, he scored a goal both nights, Bernie, and he, you know, he had right around 40 goals last year in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, and he was also selected as the top forward at the Canadian Junior Championship. So we've had high expectations of him right from the time that he committed. You know, Coach Weber, who was on our staff, really thought that he could step in and be just a big, strong man who can rip the puck. And he's 6'2 plus. He moves real well and got a good nose for the net. So I don't want to say you predict a guy scoring in his first 2 games, but he has a history of scoring. He's trying to do all the right things. And with the body that he has and the knack for scoring, you knew that it would come sooner rather than later. And in fact, it has.
This weekend, you'll have the opportunity to get back to Houston Fieldhouse, and it'll be turning right around. You'll see UConn again. And then, well, look who's visiting on Saturday. It'll be the Golden Griffs of Canisius that'll be coming in on Saturday night. So an intriguing weekend of hockey there for your engineers to play in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, and you know the coach speak, Bernie. We'll go one step at a time, but I know for Coach Mosier, who came over from Canisius, who I coached and coached with there, him and I are excited. There's actually a brother sure. combination. Casey Jerry is on the Canisius team. Billy Jerry's on our team. So it's, you know, before the game and after the game, there'll be a lot of, you know, conversations. But during the game, I know both programs will be focused on doing their own thing.
Look forward to that this weekend. It'll be hockey night in Troy on Friday, with the engineers hosting the Huskies of UConn, and then Canisius. So it'll be Hockey East and Atlantic competition outside of the conference for the engineers. Conference play against Union. They're always a battle of the Capital District the following weekend. Coach, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate your time here, and all the best moving forward with your engineers this season.
That's wonderful, Bernie, and thank you. to you for having us on here talking RPI hockey. And the summer's over, and it's hockey season, so that's great.
Absolutely. The sticks and the skates are out, and drop the puck all around the world of college hockey. Thanks to Dave Smith for joining us here as our Black Diamond Networks Coach of the Week here on Black Diamond Networks Presents Inside ECAC Hockey. Black Diamond Networks, building one relationship at a time.